my father, my father was a great doctor. We thought so, and the people out there seemed to. They loved him very much. He performed some operations that we thought were almost miracles. We had a boy that we grew up with, and he's now living in Shreveport. This is 1975. Virgil Fuller, a very prominent oil equipment man, oil field equipment man, has his own business. Virgil was a boy about 15 years old, and his daddy told him to go get the horses in the pasture, so he didn't want to spend any energy like boys at 15 years old unless he had to, so he was going to climb up the tree to see where the horses were and then go get them. So he climbed up this tree and fell out and broke his left arm just below the shoulder. Well, old man Fuller brought him to Papa, and Papa didn't have an x-ray in those days or anything else, so he could feel and tell that the arm was broken. So it was pretty badly broken, so he figured it would not knit properly, so he went and cut into that arm and took a drill and made holes in the bones and branded some 10 penny nails. I imagine they were maybe eights at that time. Regular nails, and he took them and put them through that hole and bent them down on that arm and held those bones together. And I played baseball with Virgil when he was in his teens and maybe his late early 20s. He was catcher on the baseball team. This was his left arm. He couldn't hold it above his head. He could only put the mitt up in his front of his face. But as luck would have it, he was about 6'6" tall, lanky boy. Yeah, so he could stand up and almost catch anything you try to throw over his head and not put that mitt all the way up. But in later years, when we got x-rays, Papa had that x-ray made of his shoulder, got a doctor that he knew in the hospital somewhere to make that x-ray for him, and it showed those two nails in there. They had not rusted one bit because there was no air to could get to them, so there wasn't any rust in the nail. Yeah, little sister was, and he was sweethearts. But that didn't ever amount to very much.